ready, Roy?
I was born ready.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Oh boy!
Get used to disappointment.
Two idiots with microphones bring you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies! Today is Saturday, March 28th, 2015, and I am a very awkward sounding Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Why do we sound so funny tonight?
Is it all the helium in the room?
Maybe. I don't know. Have we had our laugh now? Can I turn the effect off?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, hello, everybody. Wait, no, that's how I start another show. Hi!
That was fun.
I'm very glad you enjoyed that. Oh, hi, Katie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. I'm doing pretty well myself. I've got family in town.
You always have family in town.
Well,
you live
like
down the street.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's, yes.
At least you celebrated. I mean, me, I would, family's in town. I'm leaving.
Well, My Aunt Gina and Uncle Vinny are in town, and they've got their two boys, Gino and Vinny, with them. So, yeah, it was great. Went over to my parents' place. We all had dinner. My cousin Vinny, upon seeing what?
Nothing.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do actually have a cousin Vinny. I've said this many times. And upon seeing grass for the first time in many months, he went over to it, lay down, just started rolling around, and he started creating snow angels, which I thought was really funny.
In the grass?
Yeah, the first thing he does after seeing grass for the first time in months is attempt to make a snow angel. Like, can't you do that back at home, kid?
Okay.
I thought that was
funny.
What,
have they been living in the desert or something? Or
no, they live on the East Coast.
They've got grass over there that I've heard of.
Yes, and it's been under snow for a while.
Oh, okay.
And it like dies out, and this is fresh, healthy Southern California grass, which is amazing that it's alive given the drought.
Oh, okay.
But
well, I just thought maybe that they were living in like a building for
like the deserts of East Texas. No.
Yeah. I was just trying to figure out where he hadn't seen grass in a while. But okay, that makes sense. The snow.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm assuming that's what it, I mean, just judging by his reaction. He was just happy to connect with the earth. It was great. It was wonderful seeing
hippie.
Him.
Was it a young kid?
He's a teenager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Teenagers. Okay.
All right then.
You know my opinion on kids.
You're not very fond of them, but to be fair, you're not very fond of many people.
That's true. The human race in general, yeah.
Although I do think that you are fond of our guest from last week.
We had a guest last week?
Yeah, Tim was with us last week.
Tim's cool. I like Tim.
Yeah.
I like people. Well, persons.
Some people.
It's people that just I don't like. Persons I like. There's a difference.
Okay. All right. Well, we would like to apologize for the very, very late release of last week's episode, we almost lost it. The main recording ended up getting, the main recording ended up getting corrupted, and I had to ultimately restore it from a backup, and it just, I was having a Siebes moment. I couldn't get it cleaned up as well as I would have liked, but I was happy I was able to salvage it. So, yay.
You did get called out for it. We did. Yeah, I'll say we got called out for it. Not posting. Yeah.
Well, you know, wait a minute. Did you start a second set of show notes?
Yeah, there weren't any posted.
This isn't. Yeah, we're on 65. We're not on 64. 64 was last week.
Oh, I don't see 64 either. 65.
65 is in there. It's right here. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Hey, did you prepare a tournament?
Did I?
We didn't even talk about doing a tournament this week.
No, not really.
Oh, God. Tonight's going to be an interesting show.
Just have to make it up as we go. It's not much different than normal.
Yeah, not that much different, no. Okay.
It was a busy week, too.
It was? I don't remember most of the week.
Well, I finally got caught up on everything. You know, on the sleep and, you know, post-Vegas. Sleep?
Yeah. I don't get much of that.
Oh.
What is it?
I don't know. I didn't get much of it either. But I got stuff done. I got some stuff done. I got the car
Uh-oh.
Thing. What?
Getting questions of whether or not we're live yet. Did I not transfer everything over okay? It's certainly recording.
Are we going out there?
I don't know. You want to check the stream? I mean, I can keep babbling about anything. I mean, well, I have family come into town and you know, I haven't seen this. Okay, yeah, it's definitely working. I can hear it.
That was unexpected.
Indeed. Yes, Marianne, we are indeed live right now. If you are listening and wondering that, and if you're not, I will have to find my phone and somehow respond to your message. But yes.
I got a thing done on the car.
You got a thing done on the car?
Yeah. I had to get a part replaced, so. And I've been kind of worried about it since January.
Okay.
But I haven't really had a chance to get it done until this week, so.
So you're not worried about it anymore?
No, not that. About everything else.
But. What are you drinking over there?
Limeritas.
What the hell's a limerita?
It's a margarita kind of drink made by Bud Light Lime.
So it's like a Bud Light margarita?
Yeah.
Why not just have a regular margarita?
I don't know. I started to get some of that, but I like these. They're tasty. But I did start.
How much sugar is in those things?
I don't know.
Give me this. Let's see.
Are you drinking it?
Hell no.
Well, then, don't be touching. No touchy.
STFU.
CTFO.
CTFO indeed, sir. Chill the frack out. All right, let's see. There's no ingredients. And this must be one of those not labeled for individual resale BS things.
Yes.
Like, seriously, and if there's a glass bottle, you can put a fucking label on that thing. Come on. I just want to know how much sugar's in it.
I don't know. Probably too much.
I mean, there's 8% alcohol per volume. Why are you saying yes?
I don't know. Don't you have family in town?
I do have family in town.
Okay.
And I haven't seen them for... Well, actually, I just saw them in October of 2013.
I remember that.
Say what?
I remember that.
You do? You weren't there. How do you remember that?
You sent me pictures.
I did send you pictures. Well, I sent a lot of people pictures. And yeah. I posted even more. But yeah. Hadn't seen them... Since at least going into Disneyland fireworks going off right now. In fact, they started going off about 5 minutes earlier than I expected. But don't worry, the microphones probably don't actually pick that up.
Good.
But I mean, they can be made to pick that up. All I would have to do is turn up the gain on your microphone, but then you would be incredibly loud.
For a change.
Okay.
I think they're over now anyway.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow we are going to go hang out in San Diego. So
cool.
I'll be out and about and probably getting a little sunburned tomorrow. I will definitely be bringing all my sunblock with me, and I have no idea what to expect. I'm just kind of there to hang out and spend some time with them. They live on the other side of the country, so
they didn't want to go to Rat World Land.
They're out here for a week. We don't have to do everything.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, I didn't know that. No, it's all good, Marianne. Not yet, though.
You haven't read the rest of your line, so how would anyone else actually know, huh?
What the tweet was?
Yeah.
Is Kat drunk? Don't drink and pod, kitty.
No. You did your little intro, but you didn't say if you'd like to interact with the live show, you could send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod.
Very good. No, I forgot about that.
Yeah, because you're what?
You start going off about family and everything, so I didn't want to interrupt you with that.
Oh, I'm one of those weirdos that actually likes her family.
I know. It's a weird concept to me, but okay.
Like I said, I'm one of those weirdos.
I don't fault you for it. I think it's a cool thing to like your family. I mean, not mine, but...
I liked your family, at least the bit of your family that I met.
Yeah, but you only saw them for a couple of days. So you didn't get the full family effect, so...
Well, okay.
Monkey.
Why the hell are you knocking? Now I gotta fix the board.
Sorry.
If you're gonna knock stuff over, knock it into your computer. Ay, ay, ay. You're killing me, Smalls.
Well, I got notes on this. I can set this aside. I need it for later.
Oh, okay.
It's just for the movie.
All right.
It's a movie
notes. You mean the movie that I haven't even completely watched yet?
Yeah, but you've seen it. I mean, you've seen it at one point.
I've never seen it. Okay, our flick pick tonight came out in 1992. That's probably the last time I saw it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, I honestly...
Don't remember all that much, huh?
No, I was going to say, I really don't feel prepared for this show because we've skipped the tournament so many damn times that... Not entirely sure that we're going to do it. You know, do you want to do a tournament of segments and just make it up as we go?
I can do a few spins.
All right. Then you need to keep talking while I grab a cable so I can plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I personally don't like hanging out with my family. Your family's cool, but no. Mine, no. But okay, that was fun for you to do today. But me, I just... Most of the week, I actually get to draw some. I started drawing more about Dave, and then, you know, I just had this overwhelming idea of different things, so I was filling up pages of nothing but Dave sketches, and then I had to take care of the car, which was fun. But it only took him like three... The who?
My phone fell.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, okay. Go spelunking for that thing. And
sorry, I haven't done the tournament in a while. Really not. I've told you, I don't feel like I'm prepared to do the show tonight.
Oh, okay. I don't know why, but I got some things of it done. And what was I doing? Oh, anyway. But they fixed the car, and it took only a couple hours, but I didn't get it until the next day. I wasn't going to go down there on the bus in the middle of the day, and I had to work that night. But that was pretty simple. Had that taken care of, so I don't have to worry about it. I was driving, and the speed limit on the roads, on the side roads here, they're like 40, and I was going maybe 25, 35.
If it says 40, you should be going 70.
Oh, no. Not when I was all paranoid about the car.
That's your fault for being paranoid about the car.
I'm paranoid about everything.
This is true. He really is. There's a reason why we call him that fracking cat.
Not that paranoid cat. I should have gone with that one, though. That one would have been cool. But that fracking cat kind of covered everything. Or that neurotic cat. That's what it should have been.
Oh, but neurotic is fun.
It is at times. Most of the time, not so much. Trust me on this. I know.
All right, well, this should be interesting.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
Hey, Kitty, how's Battle Forged?
You spin. We pick out segments that we've...
We spin what? Okay, I know for a fact that we do have a first-time listener tonight, and...
You're going to make me nervous. Okay, nothing.
Well, if we're going to do a tournament of segments, I mean, I think that we shouldn't really half-ass it, even though neither of us have picks already chosen, and we're just going to make it up on the fly in the first one, too. Yeah, all right, I'm going to shut up and let you say your spiel.
Okay, so you got a little spinning app, and it has all of our segments listed, and we have the segments listed on the website. It's got its own link if you want to kind of pick your own, play along on tweet, I guess. But
that has been a wonderful surprise of the show. We, you know,
some people do.
Well, I think both of us are just happy that people actually listen live.
Yeah.
But the fact that people started playing along with the tournament, that is really cool.
Yeah, and then we stopped doing it for a while.
Yeah.
People were like, hey,
how long has it been since we've actually played that theme?
It's gotta be a month.
It's been since we were in the 50s. I don't think we've done a single tournament in the 60s so far.
Oh, okay. So yeah, about a month, maybe more.
Something like that.
But, you know, there were strange times. The different weeks, Couchcast in Vegas. Then we had guests. So I guess that's it. But anyway, we go through the list, and if whatever comes up on a pick, we've got to have like a movie related subject to go along with it. So
it's
a novel idea.
Yeah, and that would be any movie based on a book.
Yeah. It's kind of like an example of one of them.
What's another one? How about let's go with so many. They're so. I think that they're obvious based on. I'm just gonna spin.
Okay.
And assuming I've got everything set up properly, it should work. Nope. Apparently, I do not. Yay.
No spinny noise.
No spinny noise.
Oh.
That's all right. I don't know. But we have landed on new releases. All right, so for a new release, I'm going to go first on this one. I will go with Cinderella. No, I talked about Cinderella last week. Still in theaters, so let's go with Kingsman.
Okay.
Kingsman: The Secret Service, directed by Matthew Vaughn. I just saw this last night with my friend Melanie, and that was a weird fracking movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was really... Okay, it started out, like, just the opening sequence, I was watching that, going, they've got this helicopter, you know, flying into this compound, and they're firing missiles and stuff into it, and as the missiles hit and blow up something inside, these gold blocks come tumbling out. And it was just really, really weird because then those gold blocks ended up forming part of the title sequence, you know, like part of the title credits. But it looked so cheesy. It looked like it was something that was done with like iMovie or something with like just completely blinged out. It was really, really weird. And it kind of set the tone for the entire movie. Because there were so many classic spy action things in there.
That's kind of what this movie is about. At least that's what I thought it was about. Some kid gets recruited into like the spy service, like for England, Like a James Bond kind of thing?
It's actually not for England. They're completely independent of all governments because government and bureaucracy just gets in the way. It's a lot more Men in Black, but even more dapper.
Oh, okay. They have better suits?
Oh, yeah, because they're bespoke suits.
The who?
They're bespoke suits.
Okay.
The entire idea behind the Kingsman, or, you know, for centuries...
Oh, they're that old.
Well, kind of. For centuries, Kingsman tailors were outfitting the world's, you know, finest knights and
with a K.
Yes. but then after World War I, all of their clients were basically killed off, and they had left great fortunes to the tailors for some reason whatsoever. Anyway, they had this massive wealth, and so the tailors continued on the tradition of...
So that was their one purpose in life, was to make clothes for the Kingsmen?
Yeah, well, kind of.
So any money they made, they would just keep it, like, well, I guess in the bank?
No, the tailors actually inherited... I can't remember how they explained this, but somehow the Kingsmen ended up inheriting this great wealth, and because they have, you know, more money than they know what to do with, and the money makes, you know, like the interest alone on that money makes more money than they know what to do with. It's kind of like the situation over at the Getty Museum. They have so much money donated to it that the museum actually has a hard time spending all of they have a hard time spending their yearly amount. They just buy massive amounts of art.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't taken you out to the Getty yet.
No.
Crap. We got to do that. You've been out here for, what, 6 months now? More than 6 months?
No.
Almost 6 months?
Five, four.
Almost 6 months?
Yeah, okay.
yeah. Definitely have to take you out to the Getty. Very, very cool museum. Constantly changing. Like I said, they've got more money than they know what to do with, and great exhibits. But anyway, so the Kingsmen are a covert operation, and all of their suits are naturally bulletproof.
Cool.
There were a whole bunch of jokes and jabs at, like, James Bond and spy movies and stuff. And it was even a little... there were parts of it that reminded me of The Incredibles a little bit, you know, kind of just kind of jokingly poking fun at the genre.
Oh, okay.
In general. And they broke the fourth wall a couple of times.
Nice.
yeah, Samuel L. Jackson was in this, and oh, that was an interesting role for him. He purposely gave himself a speech impediment, and it was just a little funky. And one of the things where I was telling you how they kind of broke the fourth wall a little bit. There was a scene between Galahad and, oh, I'm blanking on whatever the bad guy's name was, but Samuel L. Jackson as the bad guy was basically saying, oh, and this is the part where I explain to you my devious plot, and then you do something equally ridiculous to escape from it, and you defeat me, and blah, 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 blah. And this isn't that kind of movie. And then he did something that ultimately proved that that wasn't that kind of movie. But it was just... kind of. They were self-aware. And then there was a nice little callback to it, you know, at the end where the hero was like, this isn't that kind of movie. And he even kind of like just shifted his eyes just a little bit towards the camera. You know, it was just a really, really weird breaking of the fourth wall. It was just a weird, strange movie.
But was it any good?
I liked it. I'll right. certainly see it again. Oh my God. My absolute favorite thing from this movie was actually Colin Firth. It was his hair. His hair was spectacular in this movie. I never thought I would pay that much attention to a man's hair, but I loved it.
Mark Darcy does have good hair. I don't think I've seen anything new in the past week. There was a couple of movies that came out I wanted to rent and watch, but I haven't watched them yet. Oh, what was it?
Well, just name one of them, and then we'll spin again.
Oh.
And tell everyone why you wanted to watch it.
Well, I wanted to watch the new Hunger Games movie. It's come out in the past couple of weeks, but...
Oh, you mean on Blu-ray and DVD?
Yeah. What is that one?
Mockingjay?
Yeah. That's
Part
it.
One?
Part one, yeah.
Yeah. We have that.
Yeah, you finally got me into watching those movies, the Hunger Game movies. And
they're good movies. They're fun. They're...
Well, yeah. Well, like I said, when the first one came out, I fell asleep a couple of times during it. I was just tired, though. That's what it was. It didn't bore me. Well, it kind of did, but I was just tired. But we watched both of them right in a row, and I was like, oh, damn.
Yep.
Now I'm into this movie. I got to know what's going on. So I haven't seen the third one yet.
All right.
That's a hint.
All right. Yeah, we can watch it whenever. Hey, look at that. I ended up fixing the sound issue.
Clicky click. Click.
Yay. All right, what do we got next? And we are about to land. Is it going to be a novel idea? Hey, where's the little dings? Come on. Ding. This thing's killing me. All right, we've landed on a novel idea. Kitty, do you have a novel idea?
Yeah, I kind of picked one. Well, yeah, earlier I was looking through trivia notes on another movie.
So you actually prepared a tournament?
No, I just... It reminds me of one earlier, and I thought would be a good pick for a novel idea. The Godfather.
Interesting.
Just because of, you know, the movie we watched tonight, and I was looking through the information on it. Okay. But yeah, The Godfather, it's based on the movie.
So you picked it because it's directed by the same person who directed tonight's flick pick.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I always liked The Godfather. Everyone says Godfather 2's the best. It was all right.
Okay.
They were both definitely better than 3. But oh, well.
But Andy Garcia was in 3.
I know. Well, I didn't say I hated it.
So you
I just didn't
hate
like it?
It
as... No, I didn't hate it.
All right.
Just didn't like it as much as the first two. And I didn't like 2 as much as the first one, but yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Well, it was no Empire. Well, even though Empire... People say it's more like The Empire Strikes Back. Anyway, okay. Godfather. That's my pick.
All right. I'm going to have to go with The Princess Bride for mine. Solely based... You know, again, we're just running this off the top of my head, and I apologize if I've previously chosen this. Just because of... Wesley was in tonight's flick pick. Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
So that's why I have The Princess Bride on the mind.
Hey, that's a movie I will have to watch again. I've seen it once years
You've
ago.
You've only seen it once?
I just never got into it as much.
My God, that's my favorite movie!
I know. I haven't seen you that movie. Blu-ray.
Yeah.
It's just never a movie I got into. Because I haven't seen it all the way through.
What the?
Bits and pieces here and there.
Ooh. Marianne picked Divergent for a novel idea.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. That's a good one.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Insurrection's in theaters right now.
Insurgent?
I guess, yeah. What did I call it? Insurrection?
Yeah. It's a third Star Trek movie with the next gen cast.
Yeah. All right. We landed on Pod People. Ooh, who to choose for Pod People? Well, you know what? I am actually going to have to go... I'm going to have to go with Ralph Garman. Specifically because I saw a tweet. And Ralph Garman of Hollywood Babylon, which he does with Kevin Smith. That's a podcast that you don't listen to anymore.
Nope.
Why not?
Because you said bad things about Felix the Cat. And he hasn't apologized yet that I know of.
Hey, well, what if I told you he apologized? Would you actually go back and listen, or are you just going to continue to hold a grudge?
I may listen.
Yeah. Okay.
But well, after the tweet, probably not.
Well, I don't I don't remember which episode he apologized in, but anyway, his tweet reads, "After a day at Disneyland, my 5-year-old kid says to me and the wife, quote, this has been one of the best days of my life, end quote. Hashtag mission accomplished."
Meh.
God, you're such a fucking grouch monster. There's a kid who just had the time of her life, and her dad is
at Ratland.
So what? She had a ton. It's a happy fucking kid, and you just want to shit all over it. Not the kid, just her happy day.
Yeah, the happy. Yeah, make sure you clarify that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm pooping on kids. That's not right.
You're not right.
I know. I don't like people being
how
happy.
Sweet. Marianne picked us for pod people.
Yay!
Woohoo!
I don't even listen to us.
Katie, what do you got for pod people?
Well, I was going to mention one that just came out. I think they posted one.
Who are they? I mean, I know who you're talking about.
The mayor Sanford. Versus the noob.
Oh, okay.
Who?
I thought you were going to talk about Brad and...
I thought I mentioned him a couple weeks ago. In Vegas. Yeah, I mentioned him in Vegas.
You think I actually pay attention to what I'm saying when we're doing this?
Nope.
Yeah.
But the mayor versus the noob, and that's mayor of Beertown and the comic noob, Robert England.
Yeah.
I guess they've put out a podcast. I guess the first episode has dropped.
Woohoo!
I saw a tweet earlier. I'm going to have to go listen to it, but I just wanted to kind of shout that out there. That
very cool.
And they're at MBTVNEWB.
Very cool.
So I want to check them out.
All right, and now we are, it looks like we're going to be landing on acting out. Will it? Yep, there we go. Acting out. Ooh, who should we focus on tonight? Ooh. All right, this is a tough one for right off the cuff.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
And I find it very strange that I'm actually looking at my bookcase for an idea. It's too bad we don't have the my DVD collection stacked up against that wall again. See, reorganizing the desk and putting things back to the way that they always should have been was a bad idea, because now I can't see.
You can't see your movies?
I can't see about 60% of my movie collection.
You should put a mirror.
That's weird.
Right there.
I'm starting to get parity with number of Blu-rays versus number of DVDs. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
God, I gotta fix these storage problems.
You will eventually.
Just move.
Yeah. What? Just move and leave it all?
No.
Or just start over. Get away.
No. It's the George Carlin. There we go. Let's focus on George Carlin. Movies he's been in. The only ones I can think of off the top of my head are all Kevin Smith movies.
Yeah.
No,
Car Wash. He was in Car Wash.
What the hell is Car Wash?
Oh, good grief. It's from the 70s.
You realize I was born in the 80s. I haven't exactly seen every single thing under the sun that came out before I was born.
I don't know you. It was just one, the other one he was in. I think he played a reverend or something. No, that was Richard Pryor who played a reverend. Anyway.
Okay.
It wasn't the greatest movie, but it's one.
So
I
why
remember.
The hell would I watch it then?
You can watch all kinds of movies that are not that great.
Don't get me started on Horns again. Okay, I do have to give Horns some props, just because that little moment that set me off.
Yeah.
Kind of really left me screwed up all through Sunday, too. It made me think about things I didn't want to think about.
Somebody sent a
tweet. I have to give that shithole of a movie props for that.
Here's one. Another George Carlin movie from at Bozo Bar. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He was Rufus. How could you not?
Was Keanu Reeves in that?
Yeah.
Then I probably didn't pay very much attention to it.
can't believe you didn't watch Bill and Ted's Excellent. Well, I've got it.
So. No, I've watched it. I just probably didn't pay that much attention to it.
Well, even if Keanu Reeves was in it, I mean,
it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Keanu Reeves. I just
Rufus.
Great.
Okay.
Rufus, woohoo!
Don't you woohoo, George Carlin? Wait, never mind. Forget I said that. It was the tone of woohoo. Continue.
Okay. Continue. Awkwardness. Anyway, George Carlin had this bit about, you know, your house being where you keep your stuff, and when you get too much stuff, you need to get a bigger place, you know, for more stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So
I do remember that now.
So, like I said, have a storage problem. We'll eventually just move and get a bigger place.
Okay. Well, that's a better idea than what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The abandoned ship idea.
Yeah, I know. I mean, one day I will make an attempt to minimize, but today, not so much. All right. Well, I think we both kind of talked about some. Let's do one more, and okay, then we can get to our flick pick.
All right. All science right. Fiction. Science fiction.
Nope. It's going to be... Is it going to be ear candy or... Where is the ding? What the hell, man?
Ding.
It's got the freaking clicking noise, but it's... Aye. This thing's all screwed up. Everything's screwed up. But to be fair, I did just rebuild everything. So.
Everything is also awesome.
Everything is awesome. But I know for a fact I have highlighted that song before. Specific, like a year ago when...
Really? Has it been out that long?
Yes, it has.
What, just in the theaters or on... You know,
no, it's been released on Blu-ray for more than a year.
Damn.
Or maybe just about a year. I don't know.
Okay.
But everything is awesome.
Kitty failed.
Let's see. Ear candy. What the hell was I just listening to? Music? Oh, no. I was listening to the Happy Working song from Enchanted.
No.
On the way back from my parents' place, had the Bond theme from Dr. No, which I thought was very appropriate given the shirt that I'm wearing. And it's the t-shirt that I just got at, was that Nerd Block or Loot Crate? I think it was from Loot Crate.
Can't remember. It was one of them.
Yeah. Wow, that's really bad. I just did that show Thursday night and I've already completely forgotten, but it came out of the second box, and I know I wanted to do the nerd. Oh my god, no one fucking cares. All right. So anyway, I am wearing a James Bond shirt, and it's got a sad James Bond in the middle of the wide open camera aperture, and he's very sad looking, holding a martini, and it says, "This is stirred."
Yeah, he's all sad and mopey looking.
Yeah.
Hashtag sad Bond.
I asked for shaken. But so yeah, the James Bond theme, I got to go with that one. It was very appropriate that was the song that came on in my movies playlist, given the shirt that I'm wearing. How about you? What's your ear candy, Kitty?
Well, I listened to some stuff this week.
I listened to some stuff, too. How about something specific?
I was getting to that. George Strait. Heartland from Pure Country. I was watching that movie. I've got the soundtrack, but that was just the main song. I enjoyed it.
I don't think I've seen that movie either.
Yet?
Yet?
Yeah. I think I've watched it twice since I've been out here.
Yeah, you can take the boy out of the country, folks, but apparently you can't take the country out of the boy. Or the big, grumpy, moody kitty.
Meow.
Screw it. Let's do one more.
Okay.
I'm really kind of stalling because I haven't completely watched the flick pick yet, so I don't know what I'm going to be able to say about it. Lights, camera, action.
Poop.
Well, there was a lot of good action in Kingsman.
Oh, yeah?
I can say that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fun movie.
Okay.
It really was. And there was plenty of good action, and now I'm just trying to think of one scene in particular, and they're all like rushing to my mind at the same time. Oh my god, just pick one. The skydiving scene was freaking awesome. Okay. They all jump out of a plane, and one person is they all. God, you guys don't even have a reference who they all is. Okay, so there's a bunch of candidates to join Kingsman, because one of the Kingsmen, Lancelot. They all have code names, and they're all from the Knights of the Round Table. In fact, the head guy is Arthur, and their science guy is Merlin.
Cool.
And Colin Firth was Galahad, and then Captain Norrington from Pirates, Jack Davenport.
Oh,
he played Lancelot, but then he died.
Oh,
lady cut him in half.
Oh,
and
damn.
Oh my God, she was insane. That lady was insane. They did just some absolute crazy fight scenes with her. She had, she was missing her feet, and so she had these metal prosthetics, and they ended up forming heels. So there was the curved metal part that
just
would
like a
provide
foot?
Like a foot, and then there was a spike that came out of it that would act kind of like the foot bone itself.
So at the ball of her prosthetic foot, a little spike came out, like a switchblade?
Yeah. Well,
or like a
no
stiletto?
Not at the ball of her foot. It was the actual the heel. It would come down and it would form the heel. So and it basically looked like she was constantly walking on these metal high heels. But it turned out that the heel could retract basically, and so it came out and became a sword, and so she was doing all these bouncing and flipping
shit.
And everything, and it was a sword, and then she just cut Lancelot in half,
like roundhouse kicked him, and with a knife foot heel foot
but
sword
up over the top, and so came down through his head and sliced his body in half.
I thought you were talking about in half like Darth Maul being cut in half, but
no, like full on, like through bone, and just, you know, he fell off side to side.
Oh damn. Why does that sound more nasty than like Darth Maul being cut in half in the middle
of
the stomach?
It wasn't gruesome though. That's the thing. I mean, there was just all of these.
What do you mean it's not gruesome? He get cut in half.
Well, it's not like there was blood spurting everywhere. It was a nice clean cut.
It's still
almost
nasty.
Like, you know, it's almost like it was done so fast it cauterized the wound.
Well, it cauterized the wound for Darth Maul because it was a lightsaber.
Well,
a heel sword
that was moving really freaking fast. Yeah, you know, I could just imagine the friction going through as, you know, as it's slicing it's with so much, you know, force. You know, so there's additional pressure and then friction, which would generate the heat. So with pressure and heat, you know, it was just cauterizing as it went. That's my attempt at explaining this way.
Okay.
As to why there wasn't more blood.
Damn science.
Science rocks.
Okay.
I have no idea if it's accurate science, but... I mean,
all right.
Yeah. All right.
That was... You had me wanting to see this movie for the robotic heels, but the cut in half, wow. I'd still probably watch it, though. It doesn't matter.
No. Okay, so after Lancelot dies, though, there's a whole bunch of candidates that are gathered to replace him. And one of the challenges that they have to go through is they all have to jump out of the plane. And so...
With a parachute or without?
One character is having a rough time. You know, she's terrified of jumping out. And the main guy, the one that they're constantly focusing on, he kind of helps her along. They jump out and everyone's having a good time as they're going down, like all of the candidates. And then Merlin's like, okay, well, anyone can jump out of a plane, but, you know, here at the Kingsmen, you know, remember we're talking about teamwork and what would you do if, for instance, one of the members of your team didn't have a parachute?
Say goodbye.
And so they all had to figure out what the hell they would do. And they had to land on like this tiny little target. Otherwise they were going to be, kicked out and sent out. And there's like massive secrecy around this organization.
So when they don't pass the test, they're just gone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Basically, when they were all taking it in, they had to write their name. They had to choose their bunk. On it was a body bag. They had to write their name on the body bag, and then they had to write the next of kin on there as well.
Damn, you couldn't just give them an eye exam like in Men in Black?
No, no.
Shit.
But
that's harsh.
Yeah, so they had to band together and figure out what to do if one person didn't have a parachute.
All right.
It was interesting.
Okay.
There was plenty of action in this movie. And it really was just a weird movie. It was by Matthew Vaughn, so it had some of his kind of he always has a little bit of a weird spin on his movies. You know, I'm thinking of like Kick-Ass and Stardust. He directed Stardust, another one of my favorites. I love Robert De Niro in that movie.
Yes, I've seen this one.
Yeah, and who doesn't love Claire Danes? I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't love her. You know, I've heard people talking about, you know, Homeland, but I adore her. So anyway, I'm doing a lot of the speaking. We're supposed to be keeping this short. So what do you have for lights, camera, action, Katie?
Would Smokey and the Bandit count?
Sure.
We watched that last night.
Yeah, in fact, we even recut the opener.
Yeah. Yeah, Burt Reynolds and Sally Fields and Jerry Reed running cross country to get a truckload of Coors to bring it back to Georgia. From Georgia to Texarkana and back. And what was it, 28 hours?
I don't know. I wasn't.
I think that's what it was. But
I wasn't there at the start of the movie.
And they get chased by a Texas sheriff played by Jackie Gleason. And he's relentless in his chase.
But although he had the worst tan in that movie.
What do you mean the worst tan?
He looked like just massively fake and baked.
Oh, like a spray tan or something?
Yeah, gone bad.
Oh, well, could have been. I don't know.
It's like a South Orange County nightmare.
I really didn't know. I just noticed he was kind of old, but... Well, he was old, but that's all I noticed. I didn't notice his tan.
Oh, it was absolutely terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Jackie Gleason. But I guess that would be my pick. Oh, I did want to mention a couple of other things before we got to the flick pick. Have you seen any of the new trailers out?
No.
Oh, poop. You didn't see the Mission Impossible trailer?
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. No, I didn't see any of the trailers.
This is one I want to see now, just from that trailer. Simon Pegg was in the trailer a lot.
Liking
Simon Pegg. I thought that's one of you would have watched it, but no. You didn't see the Spectre trailer either. So. No.
I saw one Spectre thing like a week or two ago, but it was a still image.
Yeah. Well, they released a trailer yesterday. It's only about 30 seconds or so, but still it's good.
Well, I couldn't take 30 seconds out of my busy fucking day to watch it, so why don't you tell me about it?
Nah. It's out there. You can watch it.
Bite me.
There's not much I can tell you.
The Flick Pit.
I forgot to mention a couple of tweets. Playing along, Marianne. She had one for Ear Candy, Immortals from Big Hero 6.
Hee! Nice.
And Lights, Camera, Action.
Hairy baby.
I want to watch that one again too.
Okay, I've got that in my backpack. Oh, that's funny. I was actually talking to one of my coworkers yesterday. We were talking, and she was so excited. She's like, "I finally saw Big Hero 6 and I just turned and walked away and walked into my office and came back a minute ago and went bing. I had it in my backpack.
Carry this movie around with you?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. I'm not going to judge you for that. I mean,
no, I've been meaning to get the hairy baby clip out of it, and then when they, you know, do the little fist bump, you know, the boom, da la 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 la. I've been meaning to get clips of those pulled out, but so I threw it in my backpack just in case I was actually taking a full lunch and not shoveling food into my mouth as I'm continuing
and
to working like
30,
I do most 30 days.
30 seconds out to watch a trailer.
Well, if
for a
someone
Bond movie.
If someone had, you know, sent me a text message saying, "Yo, Siebs, I want to watch this or I want to talk about this on the show tomorrow night. Maybe you should watch it."
I favorited and forwarded the tweet.
Who the how did you forward it?
I don't know.
You can't.
I retweeted it. That's what I did.
Okay, great. You think I actually pay attention to every single little thing that you do? Do you pay attention to every single little thing that I do?
All the time. Don't you notice the cameras? Never mind. Flick pick.
I thought you wanted to talk about more things first.
No, I'm good. You didn't watch anything, so.
That doesn't mean that you can't. Okay, Kitty, we're doing an internet radio show here.
Uh-huh.
You got to be able to describe these things. Just because I haven't seen it doesn't mean you can't tell me about it.
A lot of action.
Because you're not just telling me. You're telling the listening audience.
Oh, there's people out there. I forgot about that. Well, the Mission Impossible one seems kind of cool. The teaser trailer, which is weird. They're putting out teasers for the trailers now, but oh well. Anyways, it had Tom Cruise. I guess he was kind of strung up by his hands, I guess, being interrogated, whatever. And some woman comes up and looks at him, and he kind of escapes. Jumps out of his, whatever he's hanging up from, and he starts beating the crap out of people, and she's helping him. In one part, he was like, "We don't know each other, right?" And so, and then it kind of goes into different scenes. He's riding a motorcycle, and Simon Pegg, he runs into him.
Wait, Tom Cruise is in a Mission Impossible movie where he rides a motorcycle.
I thought that was weird. It made me think of Two. So I'm hoping it's nothing like Two. Anyway, it doesn't seem like it would be, but apparently there's a anti-IMF out in the world, and he hands a file to Simon Pegg as he's kind of like crossing paths with him in a subway or an underground, and he's talking to him on the phone about it, and he said, "These people are out there. They're trying to stop us," and so.
Simon Pegg was in the third one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thought so.
The third one? He wasn't the third one. Probably. It's been a while since I've seen the third one.
The third one's the J.J. Abrams one, right? And Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Simon Pegg was in there. Because I never saw Ghost Protocol.
Oh, that was pretty good.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two was the only one I heard of that wasn't that great, and I don't think I've seen it but once. And it wasn't really...
I didn't like Two. Despite... What's his name? That was Duke Ray Scott, right?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't.
He was the dad in Ever After.
I can't remember that one. I know we watched it, but anyway, the big
scene. That's one of my favorite Cinderella stories with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was all right. But the biggest part of this trailer was Tom Cruise jumping on a plane and he's kind of hanging onto the door. And the plane is taking off, and he's just hanging off the side of a plane or a jet or whatever it is. But you can see the plane taking off from his point of view, like kind of looking down on him. And the plane is just taking off, and Simon Pegg is on the ground going, "Oh, my God."
Irma Gerd.
Yeah. So just for that, seeing that, him hanging off the side of a jet, yelling at Benji.
I call bullshit.
I know. But he's yelling at Benji to open the door, and Benji's trying to, like, play with the computer to open the door, and he's just hanging off the side of a plane.
So, Benji's Simon Pegg?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm going to guess that he gets the door open at some point, or he just dies and the movie's over. I don't know. He gets up so far, his hands get ripped off, or he freezes to death, and he runs out of air and credits. So, I don't know. That's just where the trailer ended.
That would be an interesting,
I would bet people would talk about it.
Kill off Ethan, right there in the beginning. It's the rest of the team.
Kind of go, shit, that happened.
Interesting. All right. Well.
Spectre, I can't say too much about because I only watched it once. I wanted to watch it again with you, but you've been busy.
You got it. Just tell me, hey, watch this.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
Okay.
You're not going to, are you? Because we
what,
keep
watch
we,
it.
No, yeah, watch you're not going to start telling me about these things beforehand. I mean, I seriously think that you like putting me on the spot.
No, I just forget about it. Yeah. Well, I was going to show you earlier, but I showed you another trailer for a TV show that was going to come on Stars. You remember with Patrick Stewart? What is it?
I don't know.
Blunt News. Okay, it's some Stars show. He's going to be in. He's like a talk show host or whatever. But then I was going to show you the Spectre trailer. So.
All right. Well, we. Oh. We hit the button for the flick pick. I mean, at this point, I think we need to play the flick pick theme all over again. If for no other reason, just to hear Al one more time with his nice little introduction. Oh, wait. Here it goes.
The flick pick.
Hey, Kitty, how's Battleforged? Oh, wait. I just thought, because we've changed it up so frequently that I don't...
You have to remember things for yourself, so you just say it out loud?
No, I just thought it would be really funny to actually say that.
Okay.
Our flick pick for this week was Bram Stoker's Dracula. We arrived at this decision because of a group chat that we had where we were actually discussing Lucas, Spielberg, and Coppola. And, well... There's plenty of Lucas examples that we could go into, and Spielberg has really made a huge name for himself. And Coppola has a huge name as well, but he just doesn't seem like he's quite the attention whore that the other two are.
Yeah. He has made good movies, but he just...
He's also made a few bad ones, but...
I'd say so.
Maybe but...
The other two aren't... are kind of guilty of that as well, so.
Well, but, yeah.
But they're more out there. Like you said, they do like the attention. Coppola, I guess he hasn't really. Just, the attention. He's not out there trying to be in the tabloids all the time, or, I guess.
Well.
Because he doesn't make big movies, but you just don't hear that much about him.
He does, but I don't know. I feel like he's the most dynamic out of the three. There's something, I feel like you know when you're watching a Lucas film or a Spielberg film.
Yeah.
Coppola varies things up a lot more. He's constantly trying things and he's had some massive public failures like, The Hotel Room. Or was it? No, not a hotel. It was his home. Got broken into, and all of his work was stolen. And it was just, if he had been backing up his system, he would have copies of everything that he was working on at that time. But just massive amount of work, just lost forever. Until someone ultimately tries and sells it after his passing. You know it's gonna happen. Let's just say that there's three unfinished,
three finished scripts.
Yeah, just something. I'm sure that there was some treasure on there, and they're just hoarding it, and they're waiting for it to actually become like crazy valuable. Just stupid thieves. Grr. I'm sorry, I just got frustrated thinking about that.
Well, he should have backed up.
Yeah. No. I completely lost my train of thought. Lovely.
He did movies. He did the movie we're going to talk about that you haven't seen in some time. And I did finish watching right when you came in.
Yeah, we were watching it. We were watching it before my mom called while we were watching it and basically told me, hey, your aunt landed early, so we're bumping up dinner. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we got about 40 minutes into it.
Is that all?
So, yeah.
Well, it seemed like it was like really just starting to really break out and feature Gary Oldman more prominently.
Yeah, when at the point when he was kind of young looking. I guess he had traveled from Transylvania to London and he was kind of young.
When I left, they were still trying to figure out what was going on with Lucy
Westerna. Okay. That's when you left. Okay.
Yeah.
So he had already
They thought that she was just anemic at that point.
Yeah, she'd already been...
She was wearing that awesome red dress.
They were always wearing these flowing gowns to the point I was like, I want to wear flowing stuff. Is that wrong to say?
No.
Come on, it looked comfortable. They were light and airy and flowing all over the place. Katie wants to look pretty.
You can be pretty anytime you want. This is a judgment-free zone, my friend. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember really seeing this movie. I think the last time I watched it, I was in high school. I want to say it was like 96 when I last saw it. So
not too long after it came out, and it was on VHS. It must have been on VHS.
Yeah, at that time it would have been on VHS. Yes. Wow.
Grainy VHS.
Now the casting, oh my god, it's so 90s casting.
Yeah, you mentioned that. And I agreed.
Winona Ryder, Keanu Reeves, Gary Oldman. That's when he really started popping up in a lot of things. In fact, what was it that actually launched his career? Now I'm curious about that. I wonder what his first big hit actually was.
Close to that time, it had to be True Romance had to be in there somewhere about that time. Sid and Nancy was a good one that he's known for.
No, it would be JFK.
Really?
True Romance
came out a couple years after.
Yeah, no, it would be JFK. That's got to be the one that really launched.
He was in Knots Landing?
Apparently.
Wow.
Where the hell do you see that? I don't see.
Right up there.
Oh, yeah. 89. Hey, look at that. Yeah, one episode.
But Sid and Nancy, I've always heard about. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Wow. Knots Landing. Shit, didn't know
that. How about that?
Yeah, I guess JFK would be the one.
Oh, Tom Waits. Tom Waits. Did I say Anthony Hopkins, by the way?
No, you didn't say that. But he was in it, yeah.
I met him once. I'm sure I've told.
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah. When I was working at the club.
Tell me what he had to eat.
I don't remember.
Was it fava beans? A nice candy?
No.
Damn.
That was really freaking creepy, folks. That was, oh my God. That, you're killing me.
Did that throw you off?
A little, yeah. Yeah. Richard E. Grant.
Yeah, you freaked out over him?
When I saw him and realized who the hell he was, I was thrown back a moment. He played a character called Dr. Simeon.
Simi?
Simeon.
Oh.
Simeon, I believe.
Oh, okay. Almost like the ape.
Almost like the ape. Almost. But you also may know him. Well, Dr. Simeon is better known as the Great Intelligence from Doctor Who.
I knew him from Hudson Hawk. He played Darwin Mayflower, kind of the crazy rich guy. He was looking for the gold machine, stealing all these Michelangelo artifacts. He had Hudson Hawk go in and steal the codec from the Vatican, I think. It's been a while since I've seen Hudson Hawk, but that was a pretty good Bruce Willis movie before he got all Bruce Willis-y.
Okay.
That's where I know him from.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, it was kind of, it was a really bad movie, but it was a good movie at the same time. It's a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
But that's why I remember. I forgot he was the Great Intelligence until you mentioned it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it just, it weirded me out when I saw him.
That was a Christmas special I just didn't get into. Like, what was the one with the,
That was the introduction to Clara, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But no, not the introduction, the reintroduction of Clara.
Okay.
That's when she became the Impossible Girl. Because the actual introduction of Clara...
Oh, was the Dalek one?
Yeah. Soufflé Girl.
Yeah. But the one where he was kind of... was it the Doctor or the Witch in a wardrobe or something? One of those?
I didn't
get into that one either. So I think the one with
that
the...
That one was so sweet.
Yeah. I just didn't get into it all that much.
You just don't like happy endings. That's what it really is. You're such a freaking grouch monster
that you're gonna start. That's why I like the Empire so much. It ended on such a down note.
Yeah, and you're gonna just move into a garbage can and paint yourself green, you fucking grouch.
Yeah. Have someone carry me around in the garbage can.
Yeah, you know how they work the puppets, right?
So, who else was in this movie?
How about Billy Campbell?
Yeah. He was cool. Do you know he tried out for Riker?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I think he was real close to getting Commander Riker, but he didn't get it. They went to that other guy.
Jonathan Frakes?
Yeah, that guy. He was in an episode of Next Gen, though. The Outrageous Okona. He was kind of a smuggler that got picked up for some reason or another. Then he was trying to help Data understand humor.
Okay.
But he was kind of a ladies' man, Han Solo type. He even hit on Deanna Troi and a few of the other crewmen.
Crewman number 6? 7?
No. Just a lot of the women crew.
Oh, okay.
He was kind of quarters hopping around the ship.
He was a ladies' man.
Yeah.
All right.
Riker was getting kind of jealous, too. That was kind of funny. Boom! Sorry. Tweet. Incoming tweet.
Okay.
Pot calling kettle grouchy seems.
I'm not always grouchy.
I like being a grump. Grumpy cat ain't got nothing on me. Suck it, grumpy cat.
And then there's also the lovely and talented, and I've never really been quite sure how to properly say his last name, but Cary Elwes, or Elwes, or
Elwes? Elwes?
Elwes. Let's just say I don't know. It feels like it should be flow, so I've always just said, I've awkwardly said Elwes.
Okay. I'm good with that. I mean, if he doesn't like it, he can tweet or call you or something. I don't know.
Or something. Yeah.
Just let us know, Cary. It's better than because Wolowski
of Wellesley.
Yeah.
Hey, you screwed me up. Portrayer of Wellesley. Wesley in The Princess Bride. Jeez. Oh my God, I need to hang it up. I think I've officially gone stupid tired.
Really?
Yeah, well, I still need to finish the movie because...
I finished it. It was pretty good.
I remember it being a really good movie. I just... And it's the story of Dracula that I already know. And it's been a long time since I've actually read the book, but...
And it was one of those movies that I'd heard so much about, but I just have never seen until now.
You happy you watched it?
Yeah. I would probably watch it again in a couple of years. I mean, it's not one I'm going to watch again soon. All right. But I did like his cape. You mentioned his cape that was like 50
you
feet
mean
long.
No, that wasn't a cape. That was a freaking train.
Okay.
Like
he liked to clean the floor when he walked around. He didn't look like he had a lot of... You know, servant staff around. to clean shit. It was kind of dusty.
So you think he just had Swiffer, like, sewn into the bottom of the train?
Yeah, he must have.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having a place with hardwood floors and then you just you walk around with that and you actually have Swiffer sheets, you know, attached to the bottom of it and you're just constantly sweeping up as you go along. No one would ever know.
It would cut the housework in half, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You're doing other things and you just clean the floor with your train. 50-foot train.
I don't know.
But you got to have that much space. I mean, if you had one of those here, I mean, you just take one walk through the kitchen and that would be it. It'd be done.
I may have actually bought a pair of slippers that had little duster things on the bottom of in my last apartment before this one.
How come I haven't seen these things? You didn't need them anymore?
No, I think Kristen made me throw them out.
Oh.
but oh my God, she hated those. I thought they were clever.
They are. It sounds good. I mean, if I wore them and they were in my size,
yeah, the
really
apartment
wouldn't take long.
The apartment was hardwood floors, and so I thought it was funny to just run around the apartment wearing those, and I was basically sweeping at the same time. It was really funny.
You were floor skating on them?
Yes.
Oh, that would be
actually
cool.
Yes,
that would be
I was.
Awesome.
You've seen how I run around when I'm getting, you know, like when I'm about to leave in the morning. Imagine having hardwood floor and slippers that you could sweep with and running around like that.
Yeah, you would. By the time you flew out the front door, the floors would be like ding and have that shine on them.
Exactly.
Ding, ding. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, those things were cool. I'm pretty sure I got rid of them. I don't know.
Kind of wish you kept them. That would have been awesome to see. Come in here one morning and see you kind of skating around on the floor.
But there's carpet here.
On the kitchen floor.
Yeah, but that's not hardwood. That's vinyl.
Yeah, but it still needs to be cleaned.
You don't have to tell people that on the air.
Well, it has to be cleaned every once in a while. I'm not saying it has to be cleaned every day. It's not that bad. I mean, I just swept it the other day.
Yeah, but I spilled something when I was making stuff this morning. So,
oh.
And I haven't cleaned it up yet.
Okay. All right. I didn't notice it, but okay. Let's see what else.
Okay.
Oh, dude had hairy palms. Did you see that?
Yes. But how many hundred years had he lived at that point? I mean, if you were alone for that long, you would have hairy palms too.
I guess, but wow. Trim that shit, dude. You got company over. And he's serving food. With hairy... Who cooked that food? I said I didn't see any waitstaff around there. That was chicken, too. Oh, he served him.
Are you sure?
I don't know. He was eating it. It seemed to be good.
But are you sure it's chicken? Maybe it was just something that tastes like chicken. Because he had recently fed.
Dun, dun, dun. You don't have that one, damn.
Do I? No, I don't.
Oh,
not
poop.
On here.
But, see, what was else was it? The glowing candle. I mentioned that. When
the
Reeves.
Glowing candles were cool.
But yeah, I mean, it was 1897.
Holy hell, it's 10:30, dude.
Oh, damn. Okay.
We've just been blathering on. Look at that.
Yeah, but I had my notes here about this movie I was watching.
Okay, all right, go for it, because I didn't actually, yeah.
Yeah, that just kind of threw me, because he had the candle lit with the flame on it, but about from the top to almost the middle, it was glowing. So, come on. Candles don't glow like that.
I don't know. So, I've never had that kind of candle.
That was just some prop that had a light inside of it.
Well, yeah, and it was a little weird because the flame was actually at the top of the candle. So
the flame wasn't even as bright as the glowing candle.
Maybe it was, you know, like something like the stones from Temple of Doom, where when you get the you know, the candles close to each other.
Or like the One Ring, when you get fire next to it, it glows.
Yeah.
The words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
He had Middle Earth candles. All right. I'll settle for that one.
Oh, congratulations. We both went for mystical explanations of the strange candle.
Come on, it was Dracula, though. It was all
mystical. It was the 90s. It was when we first figured out how to do those kind of candles really well.
Yeah. And what was another point? His shadow. I always liked how his shadow had like a mind of its own.
Oh, like how it kept doing different things to...
Yeah, when he was looking at... When Dracula was looking at Winona Ryder's picture. What was her name? Mina?
Mina Murray?
Yeah. That was Keanu Reeves' fiance. And he noticed the picture and Keanu Reeves was explaining, oh, you found Mina and, you know, I'm going to marry her when I get back. And Dracula's shadow was kind of moving towards Keanu Reeves and like he was choking him. I was like, holy shit. And then when he would enter the room, it would kind of move around, or like when he left his room, it was like Dracula left, shut the door, and his shadow was kind of following after.
Yeah.
And the door was already shut. And it was just like a second later, his shadow kind of finally left the room.
Maybe the shadow is like the actual shadow of his former self before the transformation occurred.
Oh, okay.
Just a thought.
Yeah, it's a thought.
Well, on Rotten Tomatoes, this one did 79% with the critics and 80% with the audience. And that's, there's one of our stats. All right, you had something else?
Well, you just mentioned Tom Waits earlier, and I thought that was cool that he had a connection with Gary Oldman. Later, he was in The Book of Eli that we watched, and he played the engineer of the town that Oldman was running. He played the engineer.
But the Book of what?
The Book of Eli. Why? What did I say?
It sounded like you said Leli.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I did. The Book of Eli.
It just sounded a little slurred. It was funny.
Oh, okay. I forget. What was that? Oh, he was playing the engineer of the town that Oldman was running.
Oh, wrong pipe.
So I guess in this one, he was kind of like a... I can't even say he was a servant, but he was always calling him master or whatever. He was kind of in the insane asylum. Are you going to live? Okay.
I'll be fine.
Very good. But that was just one connection. I thought that was pretty cool. And he's kind of the actor that you know and you've seen him everywhere, but you just don't know who he is.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
There's a lot of those around, and they are cool. But yeah, I liked him. Even though he was kind of nuts. I wish more would have been done with him than just him yelling master and eating bugs.
He was kind of Igor.
Yeah. He was.
It was weird. But I
just wish there would have been more interaction with the two of them. I mean, there was ultimately some at the end, but it didn't last long. I was like, damn, they finally meet and poop. So, yeah. And I think it's a... Oh, when Dracula finally made it to London. I liked his suit. The gray suit. And the
I liked
top
his
hat.
Glasses.
Yeah. And the glasses, too. The blue shades.
Yeah, but they looked like way too contemporary.
Yeah, and they weren't even. They were kind of drooping. And he wasn't really looking through them. They were kind of like hanging off the bridge of his nose. But they look cool.
Maybe it was stroke face.
That could have been it. There were a few moments he did look like that.
Someone called Child Protective Services. All right. You got anything else there, Kitty?
No, just a lot of the people in this were just going mad by the influence of Dracula. So... Oh, I kept hitting that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a trackpad there.
All right. Yeah, that was just kind of weird to see everyone kind of going crazy over his... And he wasn't even around him all that much. He was just his influence around. So, but it was a good movie. Like I said, I'll watch it again. Eventually. Not like next week. But.
All right. Well, yeah. I do need to actually finish watching it at some point. So yeah, I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
Oh, now so you get it this time.
Yeah. I wasn't even looking at the notes. Your phone's
buzzing, by the way. Oh. Just thought you should know. Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the show usually starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. We're getting close to that. The past couple of weeks, we hit it right on the mark, but oh well. And we've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and it's also where you can find the live stream.
And on Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo, and at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock, for our theme, and DC Cantel for the segment intros that we finally got to play a couple of times tonight.
Even though we didn't get the science fiction, but that's all right.
Why don't we keep missing science fiction?
Because it's a random draw!
I know, but I want to hear that one.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Ashbrook here with an urgent report for the public. We now go live to James Raflowski at the Pentagon. James?
Thank you, Tom. Let me just say the shit has really hit the fan over here, dude.
Should you really be using that sort of language on the air?
Shut the fuck up, Tom. We are way beyond FCC regulations at this point. We've got nukes, robots, aliens, hurricanes, graboids, Gundams, space plagues, death rays, zombies, mutants, and Jedi. This is science fucking fiction.
I love that one. Did I just now pick up on the part where you said frat boys? Were there frat boys in that? Maybe I heard it wrong. But anyway, it was good to hear that theme again, or that intro.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, we've got the soundboard. We can play that whenever the hell we want. If you want to hear it, we can play it.
I know, but it's just better when it's supposed to be random. And Marianne's doing a happy dance now that she heard that.
Awesome.
And we've got new followers. We do. Like 5 new followers. One of them I really liked that started following us during the show last week, or like right at the end, at Garboline Line. Is that how you pronounce that? L-E-I-N. I don't know how that would be pronounced, but the thing I like is the
Garboline.
I don't know, but the icon for the, you know, the Twitter account is a picture of Greta Garbo, and I did check out the full account, and there's another picture of Greta Garbo, and the Tumblr has a picture. So
we should watch Ninotchka.
I love that movie.
I know, so do I.
I love the Greta Garbo.
She's great.
That's why I was so thrilled that someone, I was like, oh, I don't even know who this is, but look, Greta Garbo. And someone named @Joe_Gasser.
Cool.
So, and then there's a @MultiplayingNet.
Yep.
@TomKate. TKAYTT. I think that's how it's pronounced. And the mayor versus newbie. Noob.
MBTVNEWB.
Yep. So, yeah.
Yep.
New followers.
And then there's also Jessica. Bozo Bar.
I like the name. And was playing along with the Tournament of Secrets.
Yep.
Mentioned the Bill and Ted.
Indeed.
I'd totally forgotten about him.
Hey, thanks for following us, everyone.
And thank everyone for listening.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hey, Kitty, let's go watch a movie.
Talking's hard.
Remember, the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
So now what? Seriously, what are we going to watch?
Did you want to watch Ninotchka?
We can, yeah.
Okay. That would be cool. I'm for that.
Find it over there. Oh, man.
What?
Now that the DVDs are back, I can't just reach over and grab it like I used to. Because I used to know exactly where my Garbo flicks were at. And I could usually just reach over and grab the one, Queen Christina. That would have been the third one down. I could reach over and grab that and just pull the DVD on command.
Cool.
I didn't know that. But, yeah. Oh, crap. I just thought of something.
What?
Keep talking.
Okay. You know, I noticed they were playing a harp in this. People don't play the harp that much anymore, do they?
Oh, actually, I used to work with someone.
Played a harp?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've actually heard her play it once. She was quite good.
Did she actually have a harp at home, or was it... How does that happen? Do you have a harp at home and then one that you use wherever you go to work when you play the harp? And where... Just like in fancy restaurants, right? They have like...
No, it's not just in fancy restaurants.
Well, at like concerts or orchestras. Yes. Yeah, that's a given. But I know I've seen in movies that they play in fancy restaurants. They play light music, like light jazz. But I don't think there's any light jazz with a harp, right? No. No one loves the harp. Is there a small harp, like Cupid is supposed to carry around? It's got the three strings on it?
That's a liar.
Hey. That's the truth as far as I know it. I'm not telling fibs. Not that I know of.
Okay. The other computer didn't really start up. We're good now. We can actually do a stinger that I can pay attention to.
Oh, okay.
Or I could just hit the button and end it.
Okay.